Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
We've put a wrap on our love series, and I think next Sunday we're going to be having Dr. Kola in our midst all the way from Jos. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's going to be coming in and blessing us. And so after that, I'm going to be starting a new series on understanding the supernatural realm, the spiritual warfare, and how it concerns you. So when we get to that bus stop, am I having echoes at the back? For those of us at the back, is it good? All right. So we are going to be looking at why many times you pray and you experience resistance. You know, sometimes you are praying, you are doing everything you need to do, but you may be experiencing resistance. So I'm going to be explaining some of those things to you. And it's an extension of my message that I preached sometime in 2019 or 2020 on the court of heaven. So I'm going to revisit that with new revelation. So you get ready. It's going to be a long ride, but I'm going to be as basic as possible, amen, so that everybody, so that you won't, it's going to be a bit technical, but you get it, all right? So today I'm just somewhere on the express, and I want to start from the song we sang, amen. So please turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm 125, and from verse 1. Now, when David said, "I was glad when they said to me, let us come to the house of the Lord," it's important for us to begin to consider why that activity becomes important. You know, while we were in school, we would sit in the same class, but we don't all get the same result. Some of the folks in my class who would respond to the teacher and say, "Do you understand?" They say, "I understand." Eventually, when we wrote the test, it became clear that they didn't understand. You know? So, the kind of value we draw or we get from fellowshipping together, we don't all get the same thing. Alright? So, but look at how David's life turned out. Look at how David's life turned out. So you're a work in progress. Amen? You're a work in progress. So every character in the Bible was carefully chosen by God to mirror something. There is somebody in the Bible that looks like you. Come on, are you here? There's somebody in the Bible that his story looks like your own. So I want you to have a different approach to the scriptures when you open them, when you study them. Because those words are not ordinary. Hallelujah. Amen. Those words are not. When I gave my life to Christ, the first scripture I was introduced to was in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. First scripture, and I memorized it immediately. They told me, say, when a man comes to Christ, he receives authority over snakes and scorpions, and over all the power. Look, if you brainwash me, take me to a German concentration camp and brainwash me, there's no God. Luke 10:19 will not live. I've been carrying that scripture in my head since 1993. Yeah. So they told me, I was not speaking in tongues, but they told me, you have power over any form of satanic influence. They told me, and I believed. I didn't ask them if they've done it before, but I believed. The word of God is powerful. Hallelujah. I said the word of God is powerful. You will know a generation by the songs that they sing. So way back, we will sing in our church. Maybe Brother Pat will remember that song. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is powerful. I'm standing on the word of God. Now, that is reggae. Where is the drummer? I know it's reggae because I was the one beating the drum then. Amen. I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I'm standing on the word of God.
No,
regardless of what Satan says. Hey, I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is
one more time.
Power.
I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I'm standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. Then when we sing that song, you will now hear, it's all over me. It's moving me around. It's stomping me around. It's moving me around. It's all over me. It's moving me around. The Holy Ghost power is moving me around. Then we have some brothers, they will begin to gyrate like rastas. And they begin to gyrate. Yeah, he's moving me around. He's turning me around. He's all over me. He's moving me around. The Holy Ghost power is moving me around. I love the man of Galilee. For he has done so very much. Very much for me.
He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me.
I love the man of Galilee. He has forgiven.
He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man.
One more time.
Of Galilee.
He has forgiven. And verse 1, they that trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. When a man's confident trust in the Lord is established, trust is stronger than faith. Trust is a higher level of faith. When God says, believe and you shall be saved, and you believe, that is faith. Trust is that when the Lord said to you, I will meet you here by 9 a.m., you go there and wait by 8:30 because you know he will come by 9. Then he shows up. There's some other time in your future. The Lord says, by this time of life next year, you will have a son. Then he comes to redeem that world. So you have, trust is built on a pattern of fulfillment of prophecy. Trust is built on a string of activity that if Brother Pat says he will come, he will come. It is not based on just faith. It is based on the fact that you have an experience that every time God says, I will show up, he came. So he said, those that have this kind of faith and trust in God are likened to Mount Zion. Now, listen to me. This Mount Zion is not really the Mount Zion that we know where David lived. This Mount Zion of Israel, the literal Israel, because that one can be moved. It can be moved. If there's a change of guard, or if they fall into sin and the Lord sends another nation to come and colonize them, the nation Zion will fall. Zion was not always Israel's. They took over Zion. In fact, by the time David took over Zion, it was the second attempt. There was a previous attempt in the book of Judges where they attempted to take Jerusalem. So David's attempt to take Jerusalem when he became king, was only a fulfillment of prophecy as part of the land and territory that the Lord had allocated to Israel. So there are certain battles and there are certain things you will have to fight and insist on in your life, because by prophecy, that territory has been given to you. If your fathers tried to secure that land and they failed, you must go back and redeem it. That's why there are certain battles that if your parents do not fight it and deal with it, the children will fight it. They will, come on, somebody with me now. They will fight it. That's why I was speaking to someone. I asked the person, I said, this problem you are going through, you say you want to give up. I say you want to give up. You want to get a divorce. I say getting a divorce is not the problem. But you have passed the battle to your children. It's not the divorce. You may want to protect your emotional space and your mental space and just want to go online and say you are free and you are finally free from that useless man. I say, but the problem is not the man. The problem is that your mom had the same issue. Your grand aunt had the same issue. You are the scripture says by the third and fourth generation, there will be a provision for salvation. And now you are in the third generation. And God is waiting for you to file a petition in heaven requesting for a reversal of that verdict. And then you have also backed out. Because you cannot. You do not have trust in the Lord. You know that the Lord is able to keep you and secure your estate like Zion. Because every time a man trusts the Lord, it is not on anything physical or material. It is only on that which you know about God. That is it. And most people have not worked with God to the point where they are able to trust God above the doctor. Come on, are you here now? If the Lord says you're going to get that job, that's it. That's it. It's as if the VC has spoken. You see, we have an economic system and a governmental system that exists in the spirit realm that many of us have not understood. And that's why I'm coming to teach that series I'm going to teach. When Daniel was praying, interceding for the nation, Daniel prayed and asked the Lord to provide certain information. And the scripture says that an angel came to him 21 days after and said, from the first day that you started praying, I have been sent with your answer. From the very first day. How long have you been praying? No, you. Does that establish the integrity of God that there's no delay with him? That whether you have seen the response or not, from the first day you raised that prayer to God, heaven had dispatched a response that might have been stranded for 49 days, that might have been stranded for 3 years, that might have been stranded because a principality will not allow that impasse. You know Daniel is 21 because he told you. We have people who in the realm of the spirit, layers of treasures and blessings, they've hijacked the thing and kept it there. Because what guarantees the safe passage of such angelic beings is consistent prayer. Prayer in a systematic way. Not praying in a scattered way. Yes, Daniel did not even know that something was going on. All he knew was that he was praying and God had not yet answered the prayer. But the angel said from the first day. Now, if you have that kind of an experience with God, the next time you are praying, will you think God is not listening to you? Will you think God is not listening to you? The angel came and told you that from the first day you started praying, the Lord had dispatched and come and say the Lord dispatched an answer. The Lord dispatched. Now, whether you know it or not is irrelevant. Because scripture says, those that trust in the Lord shall be. Trust is to maintain a consistent position of faith, saying that God has done it. Yes. Say, but you are still sick. Say he's faithful. But the symptoms are there, but he says I'm healed. You maintain a consistent position. You are not looking at the deadness of Sarah's womb. We are not looking at what the doctor's report said. Sarah, you cannot have a child. No, we are looking at what the Lord said. What did the Lord say to you? He said, you have a child. Game over. Because we do not consistently develop our faith to the point where it becomes tangible and a medium of exchange as a currency in the spirit realm, what now happens to us is that our currency is like Naira. You can only spend it in Nigeria. If you cross over to the US, it's useless. So most of us are kind about a level of faith that is only good for local transactions. The moment they take the battle into the realm of the spirit, you fail because you cannot exchange your Naira at that rate. Come on, are you here? Say, those that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. They cannot be moved, but they abide forever. They cannot be moved. You are like a colossus. You are like a mountain. Whoever comes against you will be crushed. Whoever you come against will be destroyed. You are like a mountain. The Lord likens you in the spirit realm to a mountain. That's just the way nobody can move a mountain. He said, when you have trust in the Lord, when you have consistent faith and trust in the Lord, you in the spirit realm, your signature in the spirit realm will be a mountain. They come again, you become unavoidable. They can't do anything with you. You are a colossus. You are just there, like Mount Zion. And there's something peculiar about Mount Zion. Bible says we have come to the Mount Zion, which is the city of what? Of the living God. Not the dead God, the living God. So the moment you take your posture and you rise in such stature where you are always feeding your faith, only believing the things that the Lord says, and you are consistently feeding your faith, refusing to look at the deadness of the womb, refusing to look at how terrible the situation already is, refusing to look and judge and say, oh, at 35, oh. He said, they did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. That is faith. Yes, sir. And faith is mad. If your faith makes sense, it's not faith. Yeah. Come on, say if your faith makes sense, it's not faith. One of the requirements of faith is that it must be mad. You can't even tell people many times. You can't tell people that what you are believing for. And if your faith only receives things like rice and beans, it's not faith. Don't worry, we'll bring rice to you, but it's not faith. Because faith looks at systems, looks at territories. It is a man being in prison in Egypt and knowing that my prophecy, I will not end in this prison. And you maintain a consistent profession of faith, your confessions. Everything reflects your prophecy. It is faith that makes a man say to Satan, I will not struggle with you today. From today, you'll be the one running. Not always defensive, but always on the offensive. It is faith that tells, because they say shield is called the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Say, those that trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion. Do you know there are many things you are going to go through in this life that will threaten your economic power, threaten your existence, threaten your family, threaten your peace? And God says, except. Have you ever faced those kind of challenges as if the intention is to wipe you out? Who knows what I'm talking about? It's as if that, have you ever gotten to the office and you just said, they are going to retrench next week? And then your mind did, boom. Who knows what I'm talking about? You heard a rumor. It's not confirmed, but you heard a rumor that they want to lay off. Raise your hand. I want to, because some of you are, okay, God bless you, sir. Okay. Meanwhile, you are the one giving a speech the week before in the office, at the office. Like, let's be committed. The company is going places. And you now heard that there was somebody that was selected from your department, that somebody is going from that department. Somebody is going for it. You now say, your mind told you that. It's you. You've not seen the list, but your mind just told you, it's me. You know that, yeah. You just say, it's me. You can't explain it, but somewhere, it's me. Then you say, Pastor, please be praying. They want to circle. You have not even seen the list. My boss told me. He said, one of us will be taken out. He said, and it's not me. So what are you saying? She said, one of us will leave, that we cannot have two. The bank says we are over bloated, that we cannot have two supervisors on this desk. That one of us will be fired. Say, but you know it cannot be me. I said, damn, I even want to go back and finish my master's in Ife. Thank God I have not worked for long. I can still go back, finish my master's, do my PhD. I was encouraging myself. Because when your boss of more than 15 years is telling you that I'm not the one, she's prepping. She now says, you know, you have leadership skills, you're a good communicator, that, you know, I think you really do more in the communication, like, you know, this cash, finance, you know. She was giving me pep talk on what to do with my life after I'm fired. So I've called Oga Femi, my boy, our Oga's name, our boss, senior manager, regional manager, was Femi. So I've told Oga Femi that I'm not leaving, no. I like this place. That I can take you, just came. Wow. You know, I was just lost. Number one, I'm still trying to settle in. And then you are having this very uncomfortable conversation. Meanwhile, what is she doing on that desk? Chatting with one of her boyfriends on the on the way, communicating, chatting, whatever, and painting her lips and doing for. She paints her lips for 1 hour, like her face. She makes her face for 1 hour, 8 to 9. She doesn't work till like 10. And when I challenge her, she says, I've worked, I've labored. It's time to rest. And now she's telling me again that I am still a young boy. I can be fired. Come on, say God forbid. When they bring you the sentence of death, don't allow that word set in your spirit. Because the target of the enemy is that anytime a word comes that is not your own, a negative word, the thing is looking for a witness in your heart. That word is rotating, roaming, looking for something in your heart where that word can rest. The moment you hear and you are sick, or you have this particular, the moment your heart says, hey, the thing will just bind itself. Even if you pray from today to tomorrow, you will need double strength to remove that thing. It's like a virus. But I learned something before I got to that bank. That whenever I receive negative report, the next thing to do is to go into the place of prayer. So I went into a place of prayer. Shame is not my portion. Shame is not my portion. And I began to pray. And I began to pray. And I began to pray. And anytime I come into the office, oh, Madam Fumi, how are you doing? You know, say as the list come out, no list. Ah, okay, no problem. I went back to my seat, bang, 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 just punching my work. And she would just come, make her face, and say, Benga, you know what, I'm going upstairs to see her colleagues. She just go, hi, Amanda, hi, Lizzie, hi. Please celebrate Pastor Barra, amen. And Lola, amen, wow. Awesome. Wow. Okay, I'll greet you properly. Now, are you with me so far? I'm still on this one verse. You don't develop trust in the Lord in a public space. You develop it in your secret corner with God. It's not motivational message. It's not the universe is favoring me this week. It's not posting things on your status that makes people know you're a Christian. You develop that in through your private and secret walk with God, where you take stock and account for every major time God showed up in your life, so that when you face another challenge tomorrow, you can say, if he brought me out of the lion's den, if he saved me from the pit of the destroyers, then even this one I shall be saved. You are not basing that faith on anything careless except the previous testimonies of God's hand in your life. That is how you know it will come true. There's no other evidence, because faith is the substance of things that we hope for. That means you are looking into the future, but faith is a hope. Every time faith is futuristic, it is hope. It's called hope. The moment you see it, it becomes a physical substance. Something that your spirit can grab. The moment you are able to see that thing in the future is my reality now, it moves from the future, comes into your present day reality. Say, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Andy, how do you know you'll be married? Because faith, you have received an evidence. Something that was in the future, something you prayed and realized and you knew that God would do. But now you prayed and you got into a face, you just said, I have it. I have it. You get up from your knees and tell a friend, God has done it. What did God say? I said, I have it. It's no matter what. I have it. Where is it? I said, I have it. There is a witness. That evidence is what we call the witness. There's a witness in your spirit that there will not be any case of premature death in your family. You come out of the place of prayer and you come out and say, it is settled. Then you tell everybody that person, stop praying. Not that you will say, God has done it. Then you tell, let's still be praying. That sounds more like a religious answer. Or what smart answer. Let's still be praying. Let's be praying. Must not be tired. But that is okay as long as the evidence has not been supplied. Because the evidence is what we bring to court. When they ask you, why should we change the seasons that are over your life? Say, because I have the evidence that document has been signed. That I am now qualified for a new season in my life. Why should you be the person? You are a harlot. Rahab, you are a harlot. Why should you be the person that will be saved out of your own nation? Say, I have the evidence. What is your evidence? I received God's servants when they came. So it is not a bogus blind statement. Because when I come out and I say those that trust in the Lord, then I substitute it and say Tobechukwu trust in the Lord, therefore she is as Mount Zion. That means from that day, if you had been praying and you've been suffering a lot of casualty and been suffering defeat, that day that it occurs to you that I, Tobechukwu, I trust in the Lord and I am like Zion, Mount Zion, you will not run again. Because mountains don't move from battles. They don't move. So the question here is about trust. The average Yoruba man has a problem with trust. The average Nigerian man confuses trust. When I say I trust you, what I mean is that I put my guard down because of you. Yoruba people are very complicated. Because when you say left hand means owosi. But they don't like that word osi. It has a negative connotation. So they say owa lafia. That's the hand of peace. My brother, your left hand is your left hand. Huh? All that nomenclature will not change the fact that you need deliverance. Eh? It will not change the fact that you need deliverance. Using positive words to replace negative situation is not, if it is not born out of faith, you will just be quoting the universe is going forward, is working for me this week. I'm strong. I'm not weak. And you will say all those things and the devil will be bashing you. Be bashing you. But you will not know. You say, but I'm saying all these things. So when you don't believe what I'm saying, you go and be reading your, Aquarius. About all those things. I am prone to. What are those? Zodiac signs. Aquarius or something. I don't know what they call themselves. Aquarius. Am I even making sense? What? If you have been checking your reading. Okay. What's your zodiac sign? You even know it. I don't know those things. You see, when you refuse to listen to message, you will go and be checking your sign. Say, people that are from this month, they are always angry. No, you are always angry because you don't even know who you are. I was born in April. Who are the people in April? Aquarium. No, I mean, what is the zodiac? Whatever. I don't know. It has something, Sha. But scorpions. Now, if you have chosen, you see, you can. There is no vacuum in the spirit. Either you believe the word of God or you believe scorpion. Believe me, some things will happen to you and threaten your faith. You will find yourself going to read zodiac sign. Oh, this is how you look like when you are old. It's still the same thing. All those apps online, they tell you this is how you look like. They are still, very soon, you will be an occultic member registered online. Because people confuse trust in the Lord for being religious. People think that when they are religious, like when my grandmother died, she was singing Christian songs. And my mom said, oh, because she was singing Christian songs, she's in heaven. I said, no. You may sing Christian songs when dying, but the gate of hell will open. And God will not. Do you understand what I'm saying? I asked my mom, was your mother born again? She said, she's a strong CAC member. Is your mother born again? It's a question. When you get, there is no heaven for old woman that didn't know Jesus. There is no place they put them. Say, oh, because you are old, you cannot stand the fire. No. So from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Only the. So don't leave your grandmother and say, oh, because she's old. She needs Jesus. She may be religious. She goes for all the services. But is she born again? Mama, are you born again? Say, Mama, share your salvation experience with me. I went to a meeting with my mom. Then they asked her, are you born again? Say, yes. Say, when? She wrote it on the paper. I said, long time ago. if you say, long time, you are not born again. You understand? There's nothing like long time ago. When is your what's your testimony? When did you join this cult? When did you join this family? Say long time ago. then you now wonder why your faith is failing. Because there's no foundation for it. The way you come into this family is by faith. Yeah. I asked a lady, are you born again? She said she was baptized at infant. Infant. I said, my sister, you are not saved. They just baited for you. You understand? They put you in water. You went in a dry sinner, came out a wet sinner. Nothing. Oh my God. These are things we refuse to address. Because we don't want to offend people. And people are going to hell. Because they put their faith on error. Somebody thinks because he's baptized by water that he's going to heaven. Except a man be born again. He cannot. The word cannot is a very strong grammatical function. He cannot. It's impossible. Say those that trust in the Lord. They shall be like Mount Zion. Which cannot be moved. You come against it, you suffer. If it comes against you, you are dead. That is a level of kingdom authority that God vests in you. That wherever your feet shall tread, that city will be taken over. Kingdom dominion. Because everywhere Zion is mentioned, it represents spiritual government. Come on, are you here? Everywhere Zion is mentioned, it represents what? Spiritual government. Whether in your sleep or when you are awake, if you go with this mindset and build your life on it, my sister, in your dream you are powerful. You will flog every one of them. At least I was talking to one lady way back, many years ago. She was telling the brother, says, look at me, oh. Don't look at me because I'm wearing makeup and wearing jeans. I am a fire. I am a lion. I look at the guy and say, come on, man. She told the guy, I will eat you. When I go on my knees and begin to pray, I'm an intercessor. I will finish you if you don't go back. I say, yes, come on. Tell him. Whoa, come on. You know, it's not when you say, hey, me, if I curse you, anything I tell you will happen. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when your power comes from your knees, the guy was always disturbing her, always disturbing. She just turned one day and said, young man, forget this makeup, oh, forget this hair I'm doing, forget my jeans. I am a lioness. I will eat you. If you don't go back, I will finish you. Hey! I said, come on. Yeah. The guy just arranged. You don't make that kind of statement out of overconfidence. You have a record, a walk, a journey with God that is consistent. Where you have seen everywhere you could not even stand for yourself. And God came in and said, this is my child. My wife was telling me last week that if she knew my life was like this, she would not marry me. I was telling her about, you know, I remember one story about how I had an accident as a young boy. So it's like, there are people always after my life. I'm not joking. Since I knew myself, there's always one problem. I gave my life to Christ this week. The next week, I was coming from fellowship. Church is not like before again. Man of God, church is not like before again. I was coming from fellowship. My father told me that there was one mechanic, whatever, around my school, Command Secondary School. So I wanted to trek, to go and meet them while they were fixing the car, so I would go home. And as I was looking at my father's car, I was just about 11 years old. I saw my father's car on the other side of the road, and I was here, and I wanted to cross. As I crossed, a car was coming on top speed. Pow! And knocked me. People screamed and rushed. Just 1 week after being born again. It's not a movie, like I'm the person. The car, you know, the guy, I don't blame the guy, because maybe he would not have expected a boy. You know, so for you to understand, Joshua, stand up. Now, that was my height. When I became a Christian, that was what I looked like. All right? Around this age, when I became a Christian. So imagine a schoolboy like this, trying to cross the road. People will not spear the driver. Forget about the fact that it was the boy that crossed. When I got up from the floor, no scratch. The car was dented, like somebody used a hammer and hit it. The bonnet. Huh? The car could not move again. Now think again. On a speed of, say, 60 to 80, you knock down a boy. The boy rises without a scratch. Your car is broken. Your radiator leaking water. The bonnet bent. So we were driving last week, and I remember that story, just flashback. And I told my wife, do you know this happened to me when I was young? My wife said, hey, this boy. That if she knew my life was wala, she would. You know, but this, that was not the story. The real story was that it was last week the Lord told me what happened. This is a story of 1994. I'd forgotten about it. So the Lord said, there was no way your physical stature would have collided with that car. And the car will become bent. Except my angel. That every time I preserve your life, it is not because you're a prayerful person. I have a counsel and a purpose for you that is yet to be fulfilled. So if I need to release battalions of angels, they will come between you and the car. You will not know why God is always protecting you. But say, this one has trusted in me last week. He became a child of, angel. So when the car hit me and I fell to the floor, it was not me. It was the angel he met. Only something of commensurate impact can stop the car, dent it, and I'll still be on earth. I didn't have time to pray. Say, those that trust in the Lord, they shall be among Zion. You come against them, you are in trouble. You come in the dream, you are the one in trouble. You come physically, you are in trouble. You'll be put to shame. He said they are like Mount Zion, which cannot be, you will move, they will not move. You will move. You came. He said, when they come in one way, he said, I will scatter them. That is God's covenant of trust and demonstration of power for you. God did not. He said, they shall surely gather, but not by my permission. Whosoever shall gather because of you shall fall for your sake. God did not receive them from gathering, but he has told them their end. Say, you shall surely gather. Say, because your garden is not of me. He said, you shall stumble and shall fall. I prophesy. All the gods in your life, all those small gods terrorizing your life, all those strange spirits manipulating your confidence in the Lord, today we terminate them. Amen. Say, those that trust in the Lord. Those that trust in the Lord. When I say I trust in the Lord, what am I saying? I trust in his person. I trust in his power. I am confident of his word. That when God says something to me, he is strong enough to bring it to pass. That the circumstance and the situations I'm going through cannot negate God's word concerning me. Because heaven and earth may pass away, but the word that I say to you, they will not pass away without being fulfilled. That's how strong God's word is. It is stronger than the earth. God's word is stronger than the earth. Oh my God. That is why Satan always sits at that corner to confuse and to disorient people so that they can't find their way to the place where God's voice is. The Bible said the voice of God is like many waters. It breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. You know what Lebanon is? It was a fortress. It was a fortress. I say God's word is stronger than that situation. Come on, say amen. I say God's word is stronger than the doctor's report. The Bible says, for it shall renew your youth like the eagles. I say God's word is stronger than that report. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Oh, the devil is a liar. God's word is stronger than the verdict of hell. No matter whatever report you have that is not favorable, today we burn it. We provoke the grace of God this morning. For every family here. The prison doors are open. Oh, I said the prison doors are open. There will be weddings in your home. There will be child deliveries. There will be testimonies of breakthroughs. There will be seasons of open doors. Because we trust in him. We are not running from the battle anymore. We are not running anymore. as long as you keep stepping backwards. When the Lord, through the ministry of Apostle Paul, gave us the weapons of our warfare, he didn't give us a weapon for the back. There was nothing covering the back. Because God never expects you to turn your back to the devil. The moment you turn back, you are exposed. Because turning back is a symptom of fear. You retreat. And to retreat, you have to turn this way. Your back is exposed. But the Lord said he gave us the breastplate of what? Righteousness. He gave us the helmet of what? Salvation. Then he gave us the belt of truth. What else did he give us? The shoe of the gospel of peace. Then he gave us the shield of faith with which we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. They are not just revelations. It is a spiritual armor. It's what you wear every day. I was listening to a woman in the U.S. and she said she was attacked by Satanists. She was attacked by Satanists on the road. Not in a dream. On the road. Because she had been leading many people in that coven to Christ. So they came to meet her on the road. And as they attacked her, she was moving back. And she was stepping backwards. She was stepping back. And the Lord said, why are you moving back? Use the shield of faith. She said, Lord, it's in the Bible, you know, like a revelation, rhema. God said, no, it's an armor. It's an armor. The Lord said, put your hand forward. Like you are holding a shield, a Roman shield. Now, see that the shield is taller than your height. So when you wear that shield and it's in front of you, they can't even see you again. All they see is the demonstration of your trust in the Lord. Said, then the Lord says, start moving forward. Go forward. Physically. Go forward. Go. I'm training you. Go forward. He said, go forward. Go forward. The people noticed the woman running on the street started coming. All they saw was a woman doing like this. The Lord said, there's a shield in front of you now. Keep going. Keep going. If they maintain their course, I will tell you when to release the sword in your hand. And those Satanists, because they are spiritual, their eyes became open. They said, what's this stuff she got in her hand? Can you see her? I said, I can't see her. Can you see her? I can't see her. She simply vanished. She was there, but the shield was covering. They couldn't see her. You see, if you limit your understanding of God and the reality of this earth to what two eyes can see, you'll be made a sacrifice. Those guys came to attack her physically, but when she changed the tactics, they also opened their own spiritual eyes. They noticed she became invincible because the shield covered her. Your faith covers you. Your faith in the Lord covers you because in spiritual warfare, injuries can be sustained. And that's how they fled. Come on, say I'm wise. Those that trust in the Lord, they shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, I can't be moved because I know better. Oh, I can't be moved because I know better. I've got the power of God on my inside and I'm breaking through the resistance. I am breaking through the resistance. I am breaking through the resistance. If they told you that you are too old, it's a lie. We are breaking through the resistance. If they told you that you can't get this job because of your age, the devil is a lie. We are breaking through the resistance. I have a witness. See, I say your age is not a disadvantage. Pastor Barra, by your age, when you got your job with Dangote, why are you supposed to get that job? It's on a regular day like this on Sunday. He was already older than the age. Did you have a master's? You could not use it because you have qualified. And then your age again would have been a problem. But when you got to the HR, what happened? They bypassed it. You think the HR person didn't see it? You think she didn't see it? We are trained to see such things. Just the way you are working in the bank, you have a bank check in front of you. We already know how whether we will pay that check. There are things to look for when you have a customer check. For number one, ask yourself, why should I not pay this check? The moment you criticize that position, you will start seeing things. You will not notice the customer did not sign. You will notice the date is postdated. You will notice the amount in words and figure is not the same. You will notice the customer did not sign at the back. Then you will notice that 1,000, there is no D at the end of the 1,000. You will begin to see things because your posture is, why should I not pay this check? The moment you say, hey, good morning, you're welcome. Yeah, we saw your wife last week. You will not see anything. Familiarity can darken the eyes of faith. Familiarity can darken the eyes of faith. You will know what God can do, but you will not be able to believe for it. I trust in God. Therefore, as a mountain, I must reside in the company of other mountains. I won't stay with people who talk small. I won't stay with people who talk cheap. If your company will not change you, change it. You are not, your destiny is not attached to any friend that is not following God. Your destiny, if you are a lion, what are you doing with a chicken? What are you doing? That we were friends in 1844 doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. It's a spiritual principle. John the Baptist was in the wilderness, but when Jesus was going to start his ministry, he left his house, went to meet him. Because lions talk. Lions talk. There's seniority in this business. Jesus was the owner of the earth. But without John, he would not be released into his ministry. So imagine a human being put hand on the head of Jesus Christ. I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Psh, fall down under the anointing. Pick him up. Take it. Hey, oh, Jesus. Ha, don't suffer. Hey, oh, Jesus. Say, but he warned him. He said, Baba, more not do this thing. He said, do it. Because if I cannot submit to your authority, my own authority will not be legal. I met you here. I am taking over from you. The moment Jesus went to baptism, John was arrested. Ministry over. Say, you know, like Baba was saying when we were in heaven, when we called you, that you would just do this work for 3 years, 5 years. When I land, just move back for me, you understand? Just move back because I'm going to die for the world, you understand? So don't show yourself. Once you see me, just move back, you know, because I'm Jesus Christ. If you have to introduce yourself, you don't know who you are. Jesus went there, humble himself. Because he knows who he is. You may hear, my daughter, I have sent you to Canada to take the nation of Canada for me and to glorify my name. How many people can hear after baptism go into the wilderness? How many people can hear that one? To go into the wilderness when all your friends are going to Canada. I'm telling you that trust is not developed or built in palatable, comfortable situations. The Bible says when Jesus was in the wilderness, that he was surrounded by, Pastor David, he was surrounded by wild beast. Hey, are you here? When Jesus was in the wilderness, he was surrounded by wild beast. Give me an example of a wild beast. Wild animals, lions, cheetahs, crocodile, no? Huh? Serpent, dangerous serpent. So, and I know some of those animals only come out at night. So you can imagine Jesus in the wilderness at night. And this, you are here. No rechargeable touch. In those days, we have one touch. One Nokia 11 something. It has a very strong touch. You just, no touchlight, no candle, no matches, no land, no nothing. And you are there, Jesus. Rakebayakatolo. Rabbi, your trust will be developed in dark places. Where all you can hold on to is God's word. Father, you said to me, I will not be put to shame. That is all you have, and you hold it. I will not be put to shame. That is all you have. Not that when you are praying, I call, they say, Toby, you know that thing I discussed with you? Toby, what can you do to help me? Meanwhile, you are praying and say, Father, I have no one. I have no one. And you are crying. Then while you are going to reach, God will be tapping in Jamaica. See your friend. They call to be again. I'm talking about building. See, let me tell you. There are resistant points that you must break to enter into the real power level of this scripture. There are resistant levels you must break. One of it is the confidence and trust in man. Confident trust in father and mother, you must break it. Because when David will face Goliath, he will do it alone.
You must break it. You must break it. That when you have a problem, you are looking for man. You are looking for a woman to help you. You must break it. If you don't break it, you can't know the power of this scripture. Come on, are you here? I'm not saying God will not use man. I'm saying God will choose the man he will use. God will choose the man he will use. You are praying, you are already looking at... You now draw up a list of 20 people. You are calling them. Telling them the same story. Say those that trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord means that I will not take a step until I know what the Lord is doing. I will not relocate to Japa City. Then ask God. I hope I'm in your way. People don't trust God. Yeah. But they say it. Yeah. Why are people afraid of knowing who they will marry? Say, Father, we are praying that God should lead us. Do you really want God to lead you? If God tells you to marry that lady that has done 3 abortions, can you handle it? If God tells you to marry a woman that is older than you, can you handle it? Say, Father, your will. Says, Michael, tell your friend, make him stop this thing. Because if we talk, you cannot take it. If God tells you that, as my son, you will go to the world and die 3 years later, you will not live long. Can you take it? Say, those that trust in the Lord, that even when the Lord is presenting a very bitter pill, you trust in his counsels, that this is the best decision that could have been made for you. Yes, God's servant Apostle Arume, when he graduated from school, I think he graduated with a 3rd class. And he started doing some intercessory work around Kano and some of those northern cities. And he tried to relocate back to where he'll be able to get a job. And the Lord told him, go and be an intercessor till when I tell you. So he moved back to Kano. No future, no job, no nothing. And was praying and interceding. You see, people can relate with your story, your success story, but they cannot relate with the process. Have you seen her? Oh, she's doing so well. Do you know she's in Canada now? Oh, she's my husband is the Prime Minister of Canada. People like that one. But they will not hear when the Lord was telling you that for the next 3 years, only one prayer point. If the Lord is telling you to pray for a city, have you ever considered that the Lord wants to give you that city? Yeah. That he wants to give you that city? Yeah. That city will know your name. They cannot breathe or sleep without you. Yeah. Have you ever thought about it? Can your faith see God giving you a city? Can your faith see God giving you a city? That out of a posture of weakness, when you are struggling, looking for what to eat, looking for what to drink, all of a sudden you will get to a level in your life, your problem will not be money. It will not be money. Telling me your problem, what I will give you is not the problem. It's not the issue. The issue is what the Lord is saying, give him. They are trusting the Lord. When you receive a scripture like this, there are layers of power in that scripture. But what you are willing to sacrifice is what will unlock the power of that scripture to you. They that trust in the Lord means you will not trust a man. They that trust in the Lord means you will not trust in your certificate. They that trust in the Lord means you will not trust in the idea that unless you leave the country, you cannot make it. They that trust in the Lord means, yes, you are taking treatment, but it is the Lord that heals. They that trust in the Lord means, I will rather be on the side of God saying no than getting a yes from Satan. Trusting the Lord means God's plan is always the best. Jeremiah chapter 29, for I know the thoughts and the plan that I have towards you. There are thoughts of peace. And what? And what? To bring you to an expected end. You are not the one that will choose your future. The Lord that brought you into this world already designed something beautiful. Whatever you are thinking is not up to what he's thinking. That thing you think you want, God has gone ahead of that one. Yes. That's why you must trust in the Lord. See, let me tell you. Look back at your life. See every point of faithfulness. When you get back home today, go and thank God. You knew the way you were 5 years ago. Yes. Are you the same way now? Yes, do you have the same kind of money now? Yes, when I was working in Oceanic Bank, I get paid 4 times. January, I get paid 4 times a month. July, I get paid 4 times a month. Then every other month, I get paid 2 times. Then in December, I get paid 3 times. Oceanic Bank. It's called Experience Peace. That money is every 2 weeks. That's where they pay us. You are not collecting salary. What are you collecting? You are not collecting salary. If you work in a place where January 2nd, when people are shouting, the first, I was at the lowest level. They were paying 486,000. I was the lowest level. 486,000 as at 2008. I could not tell my mom. Because she can't handle it. She's like, ah. Because everybody, we are working for state government. Even if you're a principal or a principal, how much is your money? 486,000. And they told me it's just I'm just starting. The next day, they pay me 104,400 naira. And people are shouting, generally sad. I was just looking at them like, how? I don't understand. Then second, mid 14th of that month, then they pay 106,000. Then in short, at the end of that month, I'm looking at 1 million. I was squatting with somebody who was maltreating me. Who didn't know that I had that kind of money. Let God lead you. Let God lead you. The power of God is released in obedience when you trust him. That money was so much for his boy that was living in one room where at some point when thunder strike or rain fall, it will strike the TV, burn everything. 2 years, 1 year after that incident, I was struck with typhoid for like 2 years. See, so when you see me in VI or in VGC, I'll be walking about with, is it ever bottle? Say, Oceanic big boy. Oceanic big boy. That's what they call us, Oceanic big boy. Because I don't drink normal water. I buy my this. They think I was posing. They didn't know that I was sick. Because if you are treated typhoid, you can't drink every water. So I just buy the bottle. The day I saw buying that bottle was the day I saw the woman who has that shop. Early in the morning, I was going to work. She came out with a small bowl of water. Was speaking incantations. And was now sprinkling the water in front of us. I said, hey! See my people. Meanwhile, I just call you. Madam, let me have 2 bottles of water. Can I have some crackers? She has used her charm to call all of us. Early in the morning, you are still on your bed. I saw it because I had to leave the office. I leave for the office very early. Say it doesn't matter. We are spiritual people. Oga, better know your level. Yeah. I stopped buying water. I said, God, the only place where I buy water now, they've started using charm. Then the Lord said, if I say that I will use 100 naira to treat you and you will be fine, what do you say? I say it's not possible. I've been admitted in Victoria Island, Faith City Hospital, on intravenous for several days. I was still sick while I was on intravenous. The thing did not reside. It did not subside. And I was discharged also as a sick man. For my doctor to call me and tell me, before you go, I want to tell you something. Do you believe in speaking tongues? When your doctor calls you and tells you that, ask you, do you believe in speaking tongues? I say, yes. Say, do you speak in tongues? Yes. Say, why are you here? The man himself doesn't believe, but he knows the thing works. Are you here now? Yeah. I said the man himself doesn't believe, but he knows the thing works. And I said, whenever I treat cases that are not going like this, I tell people to go and pray in tongues. Shame catch me. The man is a reverend now. Somewhere in Auchi. Fantastic. He himself didn't know he had a calling. The only thing that if he treats you and you are not responding, he will tell you, do not speak in tongues. Go to a church, let them pray for you. That if you pray in tongues, this thing will go. But he himself did not believe. But now he's a reverend. An Anglican. He's a reverend. God used that man to open my eyes. So I stopped using drugs. Because they've given me the strongest antibiotic. So I had to go back to the Word. Find my healing first in the Word. And I started praying. When I get to Aja Roundabout, if you know Aja Roundabout, I will walk all the way to Adobadore. If you know that place, Then somewhere in the middle, there's a woman that sells akara and bread. I will stop, I will buy. That's dinner. Praying in tongues until one day I just realized the thing was gone. No notice. Gone. The question I put to you now, and I will come back and redeem this thing, is that if it took Daniel 21 days to get the kind of feedback he got, 21 days of non-stop prayer and fasting, what do you think is going on with your own matter? Do you know it takes a level of trust to stay on your knees for 21 days? You must know what you believe to stay. Because if I pray 3 days, if I'm not set, I'll get up. But for you to stay 21 days, that God cannot, I cannot live here without an answer. Only for the angel to tell you that we have, since the first day we've been on the road, that a principality stopped us. Eh? So what happened if Daniel stopped praying on the 15th day? The angel will go back. It's not serious. Did the angel tell him that we are stranded, though? Eh? Be praying, though. Eh? He's not picking. Let me send SMS. Daniel, we are here. They are holding us. Be praying. Did they give him notice? The only way you know how to keep praying is when the pressure of the spirit is sustained enough for you to continue. The moment God has answered, he will lift that burden for prayer. Are you here? I say when you've prayed through, one of the signs God will give you is that he will lift, you won't be able to pray again, he will lift that body and give you peace. Physically, there's no manifestation, but you will rise up and tell your friend, it is settled. So the ability to pray and pray through is a mark of someone who trusts in God. Hallelujah. So that's the summary of the song we sang. Come on, say my eyes are open. Now say after me, I trust in the Lord that he's able to do and perfect all that concerns me. Say it with faith, I trust the Lord that is able to do and perfect all that concerns me. Pray in tongues for 1 minute.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come. Elohim Adonai,
Elohim Adonai,
thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
Elohim Adonai,
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come.
Prophetic declaration. Rise on your feet.
Elohim Adonai,
thy kingdom come.